感谢赞美主。
Right. It's good to see everyone.
很开心见到大家。
And it's been quite a long time.
是的，我们很久没有见到我们的 Tony 牧师了。
My annual visit, all right?
好像变成了一年一次的探访了。
So after this occasion, you might see me next year.
可能今天之后呢，你要可能等到明年才见到我了。
You know, I started as a young Christian.
我刚刚信主的时候。
We were in our twenties.
当时可能在我们二十出头那个时候信主。
Pastor Joshua was also in his twenties.
那我们的 Joshua 牧师呢，也是二十出头的时候信的主。
You know, I'm now in my sixties.
现在我已经到我的六十岁左右了。
So you can imagine all these years.
大家想过去很多年哈。
You know, it's good that I can still see some of the congregation members after all these years.
很开心的是我们当中还有一些弟兄姊妹们过了这么多年我们仍然见到你还在教会。
So I can see that you are faithful to God.
看到你们还在忠心的服侍的主。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
You know, last couple of weeks we went to Taiwan.
那么过去几周呢我们去台湾。
And I've been practicing my Mandarin.
那个时候呢我就操练我的国语普通话。
Fortunately, I was able to speak very, very limited Mandarin.
但是呢，其实我的词汇呢非常有限。
At least I can order food.
至少呢，我可以用普通话来点菜。
And I can actually count the numbers, right?
然后呢，也可以数那个数字。
一二三四五六七八。
Okay. Some, we all understand, yeah.
Sometimes I will not think of a number.
有时候我在想那个数字的时候
I said, wait a minute, let me just count one.
然后就是我要再从头再数一遍然后再反应过来那个普通话应该怎么讲
Well, this trip has actually encouraged me to learn more Mandarin.
好那这次我们的那个旅行呢鼓励我好像想要更多的学中文哦
So hopefully I will learn a few more words.
希望我可以学多一点普通话跟大家交流
With the help of God.
靠着主的帮助
Amen.
Amen.
So...You know, we are living in a time that is very, very uncertain.
我们所处的这个世代呢是非常非常不确定的。
You know, the last 100 years, right? It's, you know, no one's actually seen the changes that we have seen.
可能在过去100年当中呢，都没有之前的人没有见过我们现在所面对这个世界的那个变化。
Just about, you know, look at our traveling in 100 years ago.
可能在一个世纪之前我们所看到这个世界面对的那些苦难
no, you have to walk or you can be on a horse
可能你那个时候行走然后你还在骑马
Oh, I think in the Chinese tradition somebody will actually pull you along right? You know, this is 人力
可能还靠着 人力的那个人力马拉车那个拉那个面包车给你坐
Now travel is completely changed
现在我们的交通整个交通的系统交通的方式都发生了巨大的改变
well, we can be here one day and then in another country another day
可能我们今天还在这里明天转眼就去到另外一个国家了
so praise God that we are able to have different opportunities
那么感谢主因为这样交通的便利呢让我们有不同的那种机会
you know, God opens the way
神为我们开这个道路
or doors
看了这扇门
you know, we can preach the gospel.
让我们有机会可以去更多的地方来传福音
In many places.
在世界的各不同的角落
I have been backslidden all right, just to, so that you're aware
我想大家告诉大家我们并没有倒退
So as a family we still go to a church that is nearby us
那么我们全家人呢应该去我们家附近的教会团契
And that is relatively a quite large church
那么是一个会众数目比较大的一个教会
There are many people
他们那边教会有会员很多。
But actually, you know, if you want to get to know people, it's not that easy.
但是呢，你要跟教会里面弟兄姊妹有一个亲密的接触呢，是比较困难的。
As in, I've seen Leung and Serene a few times.
但是我们可能邦良跟 Serene 姊妹他们也在里面见过他们。
You know, they visit that church as well.
但是他们因为住在西边呢，他们也去过那间教会。
In fact, a few weeks ago, right, I met a sister in the church. You know, I haven't seen her for many, many years.
然后当时几周前呢我见在教会见到一个姊妹是我很久没有见到的
that was
就之前认识
That was Angie
哦是 Angie 姊妹
Right She's married
然后她现在已经结婚了
And obviously you know When I saw her right You know all this, It's still the same person
见到她可能外貌没有什么改变
Well obviously a bit older
但是可能年纪大了一点
So I was really She was really pleased to see me And I was really pleased to see her
当时呢我们见相见都很开心。
And there are a few other brothers and sisters as well, which I, you know, I've come across.
然后呢，在那边也遇到了一些之前我认识的一些弟兄们。
So it's good, right, to actually when you go out, you still see the family of God.
所以就是可能我们去到不同地方，可能也会遇到真的神家里面的人。
You know, they are still standing.
也是他们的神的国度也在扩张。
They are still serving God.
他们也仍然在不同的地方在侍奉主。
Amen.
谢谢主。
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, in the Middle East, right, you know, anything can happen now.
我们知道现在在中东呢，因为那个局势，所以任何事情会发生。
It shows why Satan is panicking.
我们也知道说，仇敌撒旦他正在很迫切的做事情。
You know, if he can get rid of Israel,
如果他们可以把以色列的国家搞定的话
，he can delay the return of Jesus.
他就会延误啊，我们主的再次来临。
Because when Jesus comes back,
因为当主再来的时候
，you know, the nation of Israel has to be there.
以色列一个国家一定要存在。
So that's why you see a lot of things goes on there.
所以你知道在中东这个地方现在很多的局势在发生。
They want to completely annihilate the Jewish people.
他们想真的是来攻击犹太人。
So it shows, right, you know, Jesus coming is very, very soon.
我们知道主的再来的日子临近了。
Let's pray anyway.
然后我们先祷告。
Father, we want to thank you.
父，我们要感谢你。
Lord, for an opportunity in a time such as this.
为在这个时代有这样的机会，我们献上感恩。
With thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to us.
谢谢主，你是信实的神。
Even though sometimes we are faithless.
很多时候，尽管很多时候我们不信，你仍然是有信。
And I pray for your blessing of grace upon every person today.
主，我们祷告你的恩典临到我们每一个人。
May you open our hearts.
愿意打开我们的心
and touch us by your Holy Spirit.
借着你的圣灵来触摸我们
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Today I want to share with you
今天我跟大家想要分享的呢
A message in Romans chapter 6, 23.
在罗马书的六章二十三节这个经文
It's a very famous passage.
是一个可能大家都很
熟悉的 Well-known scripture, if you like.
罗马书六章二十三节
when the gospel is preached,
当我们在传福音的时候这段经文呢常常会被提到
It says, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
他说因为罪的工价乃是死唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣主基督耶稣里乃是永生
You know, every human being
我们每一个人类
right, long to have eternal life.
我们每个人都盼望说永生，永远活着。
No one wants to die.
没有一个人想要死。
Amen. You know, this is obviously if you're in your right mind.
如果可能你有正确的想法，你可能都会这样觉得。
No one wants to die.
没有一个人想要死。
Right? Many people are prepared for the afterlife.
很多人好像为他们之后的生命，死之后的生命来预备。
Especially if you are rich.
特别是好像你在这个地上很富有。
You know, look at the our Chinese people.
看看我们可能中国人我们的习俗。
In our Chinese culture,
在我们中国的文化当中
，a lot of them do a lot of things to prepare when they die.
可能我们在生前呢就会做很多为我们死后做很多准备。
You know, they make sure they have a son.
确保他们有一个儿子来。
So that after they die,
所以他们死了之后呢
，you want to make sure your son will honor you.
所以他的儿子呢要来尊荣他。
You know, by burning.Paper money,
就是他确保他的儿子他死之后呢，给他烧那个纸钱。
Whatever that you want, right? You make it in paper and burn it so they receive it in hell.
所以他们觉得他们余生他们想要什么东西，把他死了之后做成纸呢，烧给他们，他们在阴间都可以收到。
That is what many of our Chinese believe.
很多中国人有这样的思想。
If you just look at China,
看看中国。
What happened to the first emperor of China?
那么在中国的第一个帝国。
You probably heard, though, right? You know, they discover, you know, an army of, you know, the Harry Potter.
那我们看到
Harry Potter, sorry.
他们秦始皇他们当时的那个死后埋葬的那些遗产。
This are army made in stone.
这些兵马俑他们是死后为他们陪葬。
You go to the British Museum, right? You see many of them.
那么在博物馆我们看到很多这样的陈列品。
You know, this first emperor spent many, many years.
所以这个君王他是在生前就花了很长的时间
prepare for his death
为他死后来做准备
the afterlife
他死之后的余生
all because of wrong belief
但是因为他们一种错误的想法，他们有这样做完。
You know, so many people die as a result.
也是因为他们的想法，让很多人要因此而牺牲生命而陪葬。
Because he wanted eternal life.
就是他们想要是长生不老。
Well, we know that he did not receive eternal life.
但是我们知道，靠这样的方法是得不到永生的。
So look at the ancient civilization.
那么在古时的那种社会
，many other countries and peoples are the same.
那么很多人他们都会有这样的一种思想跟做法。
So you go to Egypt, right? You see the pyramids.
那么在埃及，我们看到金字塔。
You know, massive structure.
非常宏伟的一种建筑。
You know, even with our technology, right? We can't still figure out how they build the pyramid.
可能我就用当今的那种科技和技术，我们都不能想象，在几千年的时候，他们如何修建出如此宏伟的一个建筑。
And yet, thousands of years ago.
但是是几千年就存在的一种建筑。
They were able to do that.
他们居然有能力做到这一点。
The pyramid, right, is nothing, apart from, you know, just all just a grave.
所以就是这个这么宏伟的建筑，只不过是一个坟墓。
And last year, I had the opportunity to visit, Cairo.
那么我去之前有机会去到埃及的那个首都。
So in Egypt, right? Yeah, in Cairo.
Cairo.
And the pyramid was actually quite close to the capital.
那么当时离那个首埃及的首都很近呢，这个有这个金字塔。
And the you know the airport station manager was very kind to me.
然后当时那个机场的那个经理呢，很友善。
So he offered to take me there to have a look.
然后当时呢，因为有工作原因，他说哦，让我带我去那边看一看。
So alright, you know, I'm available tomorrow.
那么刚好呢，我有时间呢，我就去那边参观。
So he drove all the way to collect me and took me to the pyramid to see the pyramid.
所以那个他们就开车呢，带我去到那个金字塔里面去参观。
You know, it's quite a sight.
是很大一个地方
but
是非常那个
景观 when I looked at the structures
当我看到所有那些建筑结构的时候
you know actually I felt quite sad
然后我当时觉得很悲哀
you know all this manpower all the resources that put in to build this this grave if you like
所以就是花了想想他们几千年前用了多少人力物力和财力来建筑这么一个看似很宏伟的一个坟墓
what a waste of time
是如多么的浪费时间呢
？What a waste of money！
是多么浪费钱财做这种事情
？Yeah, everyone long to have eternal life.
我们每个人都想要好像得到这个永生。
Why is that？
为什么有这样的渴望呢
？Why is that？
为什么我们都不想死呢
？It's very clear. It's written in the Bible.
其实，在圣经当中很清楚地讲到。
So if you look at the book of Ecclesiastes.
那我们在传道书这里看。
What is that book? Somebody said.
传道书。
I haven't read that book before, but go back home and read it.、Right?
好，传道书。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
传道书三章十一节。
This is written by King Solomon.
那么这个是所罗门王所写的。
So when you read this book, right, everything is vanity.
那么当你看到他写的，一切都是虚空，万物都是虚空。
This is right, written by the richest king on earth.
那么是世界上最富有的君王所写的。
He's got everything.
他当时是拥有万有。
You know, he's got hundreds of wives, hundreds of concubines.
他有成千上万的妻子和妃嫔。
Altogether 1,000.
可能有上千个妃嫔
you know,
后宫。
One wife or one concubine a night will take in a few years, right? Just to
就是每晚轮流跟一个妃嫔同寝的话，都需要。多长的时间呢
？So this is what he says here.
这是这样一位君王所写的。
He, that means God, has made everything beautiful in this time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts.
他说：“神造万物，又按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。”
And that's the reason.
这就是我们
Why we all long to live forever.
为什么每个人都不想死，都想长生不老呢
？No one wants to die.
没有人想死，经历死亡。
Because God put that in every one of us.
因为是我们的神将这个永生安置在世人的心里。
Amen. No wonder.
难怪会这样子呢。
Even an atheist.
尽管那些无神论者
，somebody who doesn't believe in God，
那些不相信神的人，他们都有这样的渴慕。
They still don't want to die.
他们仍然都不想经历死亡。
Why？
为什么
？You know, a lot of people, they complain about, you know, there are a lot of sufferings going on.
很多人会埋怨说，哇，世界很多苦难啊，很不容易啊。
You know, they always complain about God.
他们总是把他们的埋怨指向神。
If your God is so great, why is he not doing anything about it?
如果神如此的伟大，为什么他不来处理这世间的这么多问题
？But little do they know.
但是他们却殊不知
God has given us the authority and the responsibility to look after this world.
神把这样的权柄和责任放在我们当中来看管这个治理权
柄。God commands us to love one another.
神给我们的诫命是让我们要彼此相爱。
But what do we do?
爱人如己。
We look after ourselves.
但是我们只是照顾好我们自己。
You know, we don't actually, right, help other people.
我们可能并没有像神所说的去
关照别人。As much as we like.
像我们应该所做的去关照别
人。But in the church is different.
但是在教会当中却不同。
Right? Brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们在基督里面的弟兄姊妹。
I see, in other words, when we do obey God, we do look after each other.
如果我们按照神的旨命，我们真的是有如此行来彼此相爱。
You know, when it comes to eternal life, eternity.
当我们讲永生的时候。
You know, when the gospel is of our Lord, is, Lord Jesus is preached.
当我们主来宣教神的道的时候，神的国。
You know, people have an opportunity to receive eternal life.
当我们讲到传福音的时候，神，我们人是有机会领受这个永生。
That is the gift of God.
这是神的恩赐。
We're talking about a gift.
我们讲一个礼物，神恩赐给我们。
You cannot earn eternal life.
我们无法来赚得这个永生。
A lot of people think that they can earn eternal life.
很多人觉得他们可以赚取这个永生。
So they want to know, right, what do I need to do?
所以他们讲说，我要做什么才能换来这个永生呢？
They think they can use the good work so that God will reward them with eternal life one day.
有些人相信说，他们靠着他们的善行，他们可以赚取这个永生。
That's not the case.
但这并不是事实。
No one can earn eternal life.
没有一个人可以赚取这个永生。
It's because we don't deserve it.
因为我们不配得。
None of us are good enough.
没有一个人可以值得配得神的这个。
That's why Jesus had to come.
所以就是耶稣要来。
So let's look at the letter of John, 1 John chapter 5.
我们看到约翰一书。
Verse 10 to 12, this is what it says.
约翰一书五章十到十二节。
Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. I think it's at the back, is that right?
No, it's okay.
Okay, and this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
好，约翰一书，这里五章十到十二节说，信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子的里面。
We're not talking about religion.
我们这里并不是讲一个宗教。
You know, religion is man-made.
宗教是人所创造出来的。
Jesus did not come to give us a religion.
耶稣他来不是要赐给我们一个宗教。
Jesus came to give us life.
耶稣来是赐给我们生命。
Amen, that's the difference.
这是最大的不同。
Many people do not understand.
很多人在这方面有些误会。
When it comes to believing in Jesus,
当我们来相信神的时候
When it comes to coming to church,
或者是我们来教会参加聚会
you know, we are not coming into a religion.
我们并不是来参加一个宗教的仪式活动
you know, If Jesus came to give us another religion,
或者说耶稣来是给我们一个另外一个宗教
you know, it will be meaningless.
就是那么耶稣所做的一切都变得没有意义
We will have to obey this and obey that.
或者我们要遵行这个遵行那个
All it is right, a set of rules, a set of principles you live by.
或者只是一些规条和一些教条要遵行。
But that's not what Jesus did.
这并不是耶稣他做要为我们换来的。
He came to give us life.
主耶稣来是要赐给我们生命。
Not just any other life, any life.
并不是随随便便一个生命。
But eternal life.
而是我们刚刚讲的永恒的生命。
What is eternal life?
什么是永生呢？
You know the word eternal.
这个永恒这个字眼
In the Bible.
在圣经中讲到这个字眼的时候
So we read the New Testament.
像我们在读新约的时候
So the word just we read is the Greek word, you know, called Ionios.
那么希腊文关于这个永恒这个字
Ionios, which is G166, that's the word. Right? What does it mean?
那么这个希腊文讲到这个永恒
是什么意思呢 The word eternal means right, without beginning, without end.
那么希腊文的这个解释就是说没有开始，没有始，没有开始也没有结束。
Always has been and always will be.
一直存在也一直永远会在。
you know, from everlasting to everlasting.
从永恒到永恒。
What kind of life is that? No beginning.
没有开始，也没有结束。
No end.
没有结束。
That's the life of God.
这就是神的生命。
Or you can say it's His nature.
这是神的一个本性。
You know, God is an eternal being.
神就是那自有永有的存在。
You know, He has no beginning, He has no end.
我们的神他没有开始，没有开始，也没有结束。
A lot of people, when they actually, you know, discuss.
当很多人他们在
debate, when they debate,
他们在辩论的时候。
You know, they talk about God created everything.
他们当我们说到神创造万物的时候。
And then the atheist will say, well, then who created God?
那么无神论者就会质疑说，那么谁创造的神呢？
You know, they think, right, we actually believe in the God that is created.
他们觉得我们所相信的神是被人手所，人，什么东西被创造出来的。
That is not the God of the Bible.
但这并不是圣经所提到的神。
We do not believe in a created God.
我们相信的神并不是一个被创造出来的神。
We believe in the God of the Creator.
我们相信的这个神是创造万有的神。
He has no beginning, he has no end.
这位神他没有开始，也没有结束。
It's completely different.
他是与其他的神是完全不同的。
You know, when you look at this world,
当我们看这个世界，
you know, there are different types of life.
有很多不同的生命。
You know, the animal life.
有动物的生命。
There's bird life.
哦，有鸟兽的生命。
There's fish life.
有鱼的生命。
You know, they're on the land, on the sea, in the air, right?
所以在地，在陆，海陆空。
You know, there's plant life.
那么甚至我们的植物都有寿命。
Vegetables.
那我们的植物、动物都有寿命。
And then there's human life.
那包括我们人的寿命。
However.
但是有一点。
There's the God.Type of life.
但是我们今天讲的是神在神定义当中的一种生命。
And that is what God has given each one of us.
所以这就是神所赐给我们每个人这样的生命。
When we receive Jesus into our life,
当我们领受耶稣进到我们的里面，
He has given us of His life.
他就把他的生命赐给了我们。
Which is very, very different.
这是跟所有任何的那些生命是不同的。
We receive a new life.
这是一个全新的生命。
This new life is the life of God.
这个生命是神自己的生命。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
None of us can make that happen.
没有任何人可以靠自己来让这个事情发生。
So if you're born again,
所以当我们在灵里面重生的时
候， you have a testimony within you.
我们有这样的见证在我们的里面。
You know you have this new life.
我们知道我们有这个新的生命。
You can't make it up, right?
我们不可能凭空编造出来。
Let's look at, right, how did man become a living being?
让我们看看人是如何成为有生命气息的。
How did God create Adam and Eve?
在神如何创造亚当和夏娃的。
You know, first, God created a man from the dust of the earth.
那么神呢，用尘土来创造了人。
So that means is right. He made a clay man.
所以就是他造了一个泥土，用一个泥土造了一个样式。
So in order he dug the earth. I don't know how he did it anyway, right? So and then he made a figure, and that is a clay man.
他从尘土当中做了一个模型样式出来。
And then what happened?
然后接着怎么呢？
And then God breathed into the nostril of this clay man.
那么神对着这个所创造出来的模型，他的鼻孔吹气。
The clay man was lifeless.
那么这个泥人起初是没有生、
没
有气息的。
Breathed into the nostrils of this clay man.
但是当神对着这个泥人的鼻孔吹气的时候，
this clay man becomes a living body.
那么神你讲说这个泥人就变成活人了。
All because of God's breath.
就是因为神的气息进入到他的里面。
It transformed the clay into a living human body.
把这个泥土所造的泥人变成了一个活人。
Right? The clay man is a body, human body.
那么这个泥土所做的外在就是人的肉身。
That we live in.
是我们人住在这个肉身当中。
God created us as a spiritual being.
但是神创造我们是一个属灵的一个创造。
That is his breath.
但是他然后他的气息。
In other words, our spiritual being our spirit being.
但是我们是一个属灵的受造。
Is directly from God.
我们那个属灵受造是从神而来的。
Or you could say it's actually part of God.
或者说是神的一部分。
No wonder the Bible says when He created man.
圣经当提到当神创造人的时候
man was created in his likeness and in his image.
我们是按照他们神的形象被造的。
So we look exactly like God, you could say.
所以当时被造的时候我们跟神是一样的，有神的样式。
So there's a story that goes like this.
然后有这样一个故事。
This is actually taught right by the Jewish rabbis.
那么在犹太的老师会讲这样的故事。
So is that when God created man,
当神创造亚当夏娃的时候
，the angels were watching.
那么众天使呢都在观看。
Okay, they saw God raise up this clay man.
他们看到神呢从这个尘土当中造了这个泥人。
And then breathe into the nostrils.
然后把他的气息吹到这个泥人当身体当中。
And then it became a living person.
然后成为有一个活的人。
And when they saw this man,
当他们看到这个人的时候
and they saw God,
他们也看到神
which one is which?
然后他们无法分辨到底哪一个是神
The angels couldn't tell.
天使都无法分辨
You know, God hasn't got a size, right? God doesn't have a size.
但是我们的神他是没有一个形象的
He can limit himself, it's very small.
他可能把自己现在一个很小的空间
当中，
但是他也是可以无限量的。
It's entirely up to him how he manifests himself.
就是神来决定他如何彰显他自己。
So I believe when he created man,
所以我相信当神创造人的时候
，the angels were confused.
可能天使都甚至因为他们如此的相似而无法
分辨出来。You know which one is which?
无法分辨他们的不同。
They were exactly, they look alike.
但是真的是我们照着神的形象被造的。
It's just like right, if you know, for a man who got married and have children,
就好像人结婚以后生的孩子
，and then have a son,
他们有一个儿子。
The son will look like the father.
那么儿子呢，跟他的父亲很相似。
Or the daughter will look like the mother.
可能女儿呢，跟妈妈很像。
They will look exactly the same.
哇，觉得样子非常相似。
Well, obviously nowadays, right, you know, they're all different faces.
可能现在有些啊。同一个爸妈出生的孩子都样子会又不同。
This is after many generations, right?
可能是世世代代以后有发生一些改变。
So Adam and Eve, in other words, you know, when God created them,
所以当神创造亚当夏娃的时候
，Adam and Eve were not naked.
他们当时并不是赤裸的。
You know, they were clothed.
他们是被包围着。
They had clothes on.
他们有衣服。
Yeah.So somebody say, well, what clothes do they wear then?
很多人说他们到底穿了什么衣服呢
？No, if you wear clothes today, right?
如果今天我们穿衣服
，Why would you think God would just create naked person without clothes on?
那你会觉得为什么神会创造一个人他们是赤身露体的呢
？You know, Adam and Eve had clothes on.
那个时候他们是有衣服的。
That is the glory of God that actually surround them.
其实当时他们穿戴的衣服就是神的荣耀来围包裹着他们。
So you could say they had glorious clothes.
他们有一种荣耀的衣服，是闪闪发光的荣耀的身衣服。
When they see each other,
当他们见到彼此的时候
，they see the glory of God.
他们看到就是神的那个荣耀。
They see the image of God.
他们看到神的样式。
They see the likeness of God.
他们看到神的那个样式。
Amen. So they walk around.
他们在伊甸园里面行
走。They were really happy.
他们非常的满足。
Until one day,
直到有一天
，all of a sudden they saw that they were naked.
突然有一天，他们看到彼此的是，觉得自己是赤身露体的。
All of a sudden something changed.
他觉得啊，突然为什么发生变化了
？Why is that?
为什么会这样呢
？The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
It's only after they sin.
是在他们犯罪之后。
They disobey God.
在他们背逆神之后。
And what happened is that the glory of God left them.
在他们背逆神之后，神的荣耀离开了他们。
And they became naked.
然后他们变成赤身露体的。
Their clothes disappeared.
他们曾经的荣耀的衣裳离开他们了。
That's because God's glory disappeared.
是因为神的荣耀离开他们了。
And they walked around naked.
然后他们就赤身露体的在那个园子里面行
走。They felt exposed.
他们感觉非常的羞耻。
Embarrassed.
非常的尴尬。
And the Bible says they actually make clothing for themselves.
他们甚至用动物的皮毛来做为自己做衣裳遮 遮体。
They use fig leaves.
他们用那个无花果树的叶子。
It's only God gave them skin right to wear.
是他们用那个树叶做衣裳来遮体。
Right? So because right, God doesn't want anyone to be naked.
所以神不想让我们是赤身露体的。
You know, He wants us to be clothed.
他想我们被包裹着。
Okay? So they after they sin.
在他们犯罪之后。
When they heard the sound of God walking.
当他们听到有神行走的声音。
You know, they hid themselves.
然后他们就躲藏起来。
Why did they hide from God?
为什么他们要尝试来躲避神呢？
Adam actually said, I was afraid because I was naked.
然后亚当对神说，我很担心，因为我是赤身露体，所以我要躲藏你。
So clothes is actually very important.
对他们来说，那个衣服衣裳很重要。
Anyone dare to come to church without clothing on?
我们当中有人谁今天不穿衣服来教会吗？
Anyone dare, right, to go to walk on the street, right, without any clothes on?
有哪些人敢今天不穿衣服就在大街上行走呢？
I'll challenge you.
可能没几个人敢这样做。
Anyone dare to do that?
有谁敢这样做吗？
You'll be embarrassed.
你会觉得很非常的羞愧。
You know, you will feel ashamed.
你会觉得很尴尬。
Just imagine that this is just clothing on.
只敢就是其实穿衣服以后。
If today, right, I got up, I go to have a shower.
今天我们可能起床了，去冲凉。
And I come out, right? And I come out.
然后冲完凉出来。
Oh, I say, well, today, well, let's go to church just like I am.
有人会觉得说，我冲完凉后不穿衣服，然后我今天就这样子去教会好了。
You say, well, you so so daily.
可能有人会觉得说，你是不是脑袋出问题了、
right. ？This guy is actually right. Something wrong with him.
可能觉得是不是有精神不正常
？We don't do that.
我们正常人不会这样做，对不对
？So that's why when God created us, He makes sure we are clothed.
所以当神创造我们的时候，我们是被他的荣耀所包围的。
Do you know what's the first thing, right? Jesus did after He was resurrected.
当主耶稣他从死里复活之后，做的第一件事是什么
？He appeared to his disciples.
主呢就向他的门徒显现。
And this is what He did. So we're going to read right the Gospel of John, chapter 20.
我们看一下约翰福音十二章。
So verse 19, on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hand and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me,Even so, I'm sending you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit.
好，我们一起读一下约翰福音的二十章十九到二十二节。好，那日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在他们当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
Something happened when Jesus breathed on the disciples.
所以，当主对着他的门徒吹了这口气的时候，有事情发生。
What did they receive?
他们领受的是什么呢？
Right, this is the breath of Jesus.
是主耶稣的这个气息。
This is the breath of God.
是也是神的气息。
That is His life.
就是神的生命。
God's life.
神的生命。
Eternal life.
神那永恒的生命。
That's the first thing Jesus did to the disciples.
这是当神主死里复活之后，第一对门徒做的第一件事情。
Before He died.
在他被受死之前。
Before He was resurrected.
在他要复活之前
He could not breathe on them.
他不能做这样的事，他不能向他们吐气。
To receive his life.
他无法让他们领受他的生命。
All our sins have to be cleansed.
我们所有的罪要得到赦免和洁
净。Forgiven.
我们要被罪得赦免。
That's why Jesus had to wait.
所以主耶稣要等。
Before he can breathe on them.Breathe on them to receive new life.
直到主他能做成这些事之后，才向门徒吹气，让他们领受他的生命。
When the breath of Jesus entered them,
当主的这个气息进入到他们生命当中
They receive new life through the Holy Spirit.
他们借着圣灵领受了这个全新的生命
They became a new creation.
他们在基督里面成为新造的人
Or a new creature.
新的受造之物
So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 This is what it says. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away.Behold, the new has come.
哥林多后书五章十七节说：“若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。”
So when you are born again,
所以当我们重生的时候
，a transformation took place.
一个灵里面的改变发生。
You receive God's life, God's life.
我们领受了神的生命。
You know the word creature.
在
creature, the word creature.
那个这个受造之物这个字眼。
Or it means strange living thing.
是一种很奇怪的活着的一种。
That means it's right, something
is
very difficult to describe.
是一个很难用言语来形容的东西。
A new species.
是一种新种类，新族类。
Or a type of being that you never seen before.
或一种新的东西你从来没有见过存在过的。
Born of God.
是从神而生的。
Completely new.
是完全新的
And that's who you are.
这就是我们今天的身份
Completely new.
完全新的
You know, don't look down on yourself.
不要低估了我们自己
A lot of people struggle with their life.
很多人我们在我们的生命当中有挣扎
You know, one day you're up, one day you're down.
可能有一天很情绪高涨有一天情绪很低落
And you feel that you've actually sinned against God.
你可能觉得、哦、你好像冒犯了向神犯了罪。
Do you know what God has not finished with you?
但是我们神并没有完成我们的工作。
He's working on you.
神还继续在我们的生命当中做工。
The Bible says, "He who began a new work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus."
圣经当中告诉我们，直到主来的日子，神在我们当中所开始的工作，他要完成。
That means, right? God will never give up on you.
就换言之，神不会放弃在我们当中已经开始的工作。
Amen. So don't give up on yourself.
所以我们自己也不要放弃。
And the book, the letter of First John, right? Chapter 5, verse 13 says this.
约翰一书五章十三节。
I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
So the reason why the Apostle John wrote the Gospel and also the letters.
为什么约翰他写了这个福音书，也写了这个书信呢
？He said one thing very important.
因为他要告诉我们一件非常重要的事情。
The reason I took time to write these books.
他说我花时间来写这些书信的原因呢？
It's because I want you to know.
因为要你们众信徒都知道。
You have eternal life.
就是你自己有永生。
Amen. Eternal life is God's life.
我们这个永生不是简单的生命，而是神的生命。
Many people, I think, when they receive Jesus,
很多人觉得说，当他领受耶稣信主之后
，they receive eternal life.
他们就会得到永生。
Only when they get to heaven.
只是从他们去到天堂以后，死了之后去天堂。
But that is not what the Bible says.
但这并不是圣经所告诉我们的。
Eternal life is God's life.
这个永生其实就是神自己的生命。
It starts from the moment you receive Jesus.
是从我们领受耶稣基督做我们生命的救主。
You have God's life in you.
我们那一刻开始，我们就有神的生命在我们的里面。
Just think about it.
我们想一想这一点。
God's life in you now.
神的生命此时此刻就在我们的里面。
Not one day when you get to heaven.
不是我们死了之后去天堂才会开始的永生。
Just imagine the life of God in you.
就我们想一想神他自己的生命在我们里面这个事实。
What difference would it make?
会给你的生命带来如此怎么样的不同呢
？That means all the things that Jesus did.
就是所有主耶稣他做到的事。
That he has done.
他曾经做的事。
We can do as well.
如今呢，我们也同样可以做到。
Amen. This is everlasting life.
这是神的永恒的生命。
No beginning, no end.
没有开始，也没有结束。
Indestructible.
无法不可毁坏的生命。
You don't need to fear death.
不再惧怕死亡的生命。
You don't need to fear hell.
不再惧怕阴间地狱的生命。
Because it's God's life in you.
因为是主神他自己的生命在我们的里面。
And there's nothing anyone can do to change that.
没有一个人可以做任何事情改变这个事实和真理。
The devil, even, you know, despite how powerful he may be,
不管仇撒旦魔鬼看成如此的有能力
，he cannot take that life from you.
他无法从我们里面夺取我们这个永生。
You need to understand.
我们必须要明白这一点。
And know where your life is.
我们必须明白并知道我们的生命在哪里。
If you truly believe your life is in the hand of Jesus.
如果你真正的相信你的生命就在主的手中。
You are in the most secure place.
我们在最最安全和保险的地方。
No one can snatch you out of his hand.
没有任何人可以把我们从主的手中夺去。
And Jesus said that his hand is actually wrapped around by the Father's hand.
主说他的手是被父的手所包围着。
So each one of us are double wrapped.
所以我们每一个人都是双重保护。
You know, who is able to, right, take it from God's hand?
有谁可能可以把我们从主和从父的手中夺去
呢？ It's impossible.
不可能的事情。
You know, after Jesus breathed on the disciples,
当主向门徒吹了这口气之后，
there's one more thing that he did.
他之后还做了一件事情。
This is what he said in Luke 24:49.
在路加福音二十四章四十九节，主说
：“Behold, I am sending the promise of the Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high。”
他说：“我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。”
Adam and Eve lost their clothes.
亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，他失去了那个荣耀的衣裳。
And they lost our clothes.They lost our clothes.
他们也把我们应该有的衣服啊失去了。
But Jesus got our clothes back.
但是主也再一次把我们的衣服给我们。
We don't need to walk around naked.
我们不再赤身露体的行走。
So when after the disciples received new life,
所以当那些门徒领受了神的生命之后
，And Jesus said, "I'm going to clothe you."
主说我现在要来包裹你们。
I'm going to put clothes on you again.
我要把那个你们本应有的衣裳又再次给你们穿戴上。
What is that clothes that Jesus has prepared?
主为我们预备的这个衣裳是什么呢？
Nothing other than the power and the glory of God.
除了那圣灵来的能力和荣耀之外，别无其他。
That's what happens on the day of Pentecost.
这就是在五旬节那一天发生的事
情。When the Holy Spirit came.
当圣灵降临的时候
，You know, everyone was actually clothed.
所有的门徒他们都被穿戴上
，with the power and the glory of God.
被神的能力和神的荣耀所穿戴。
Are you glad?
是不是值得庆幸的事
？You don't have to walk around naked.
我们不用再赤身露体的行走了。
But the truth is,
那真理就是
，many Christians are walking naked.
很遗憾的是，很多基督徒都没有知道真理的时候，他们就这样赤身露体的行走。
You might have clothes on your body,
可能你身上有穿着这个衣服
，but your spirit is naked.
但是你的灵却没有这个荣耀的包裹。
Satan sees it.
撒旦看到以后
，God sees it.
神也看到。
You know, if we don't clothe ourselves with the power of God,
如果我们不用神的能力来给我们自己包围和穿戴的话
，You know.You'll be easy target for Satan.
我们很容易被仇敌攻击。
He will eat you for breakfast.
他可能很容易轻轻松松把你搞定。
Every day you become his meal.
可能每天就是如那个咆哮的狮子来吞吃我们。
You know, he has breakfast, lunch, dinner. I think he has more than three meals a day.
可能一天三餐都够他吃，都不止一天午餐了。
Every day he'll look around.
每一天他四处行走。
Who can I have for breakfast?
他可以寻找那可吞吃的。
Who can I have for lunch?
那今天我早餐可以吃什么？午餐可以吃什么
？Who can I have for dinner?
晚餐呢？又谁是我的
？You know, he comes to the church.
然后他。仇敌了，魔鬼来到教会。可能他选中了你来成为他的早餐。
I want over here for lunch today.
可能今天看中另外一个，觉得今天我午餐可以解决你。
Why can he do that?
为什么他可以这么肆无忌惮的做这种事情呢
？It's because many Christians are naked.
因为可能很多基督徒，我们灵里面是没有被包裹的。
They are not clothed with God's power.
我们没有神的能力包裹着穿戴。
You know, the other day I was reading the book of Ezekiel.
我们看那个以西结书。
Ezekiel is a book that talks about the coming of what happens when Jesus comes.
以西结书呢, 有很多预言到关于主耶稣再来的时候一些发生的事情。
It talks about the resurrection, right, of the nation of Israel.
他们讨论在以色列国他们的一个复兴。
He saw, basically, right, dry bones.
他当时看到枯干的骸骨。
That means a dead people.
其实就是死人。
Dead for a very long time.
死了很久的那些骸骨。
And then God said to him, Can these dry bones live?
他说这些骨头还会活吗?
And then we know in the end, my God said and prophesied to these bones.
我们可能读过那里都知道，说神说对着这些枯干的骸骨发预言。
Even though these dry bones are dead, absolutely dead.
虽然这些骨头、这些骸骨已经死了很久了。
But when you speak with authority that I give you to these dry bones,
但是你带着我所赐你的权柄对这个骨头、骸骨发预言的时候，
they will live again.
他们会重新活过来。
And that's exactly what happened.
这就是真正发生的事情。
The dry bones represent the nation of Israel.
那些枯干的骸骨代表那些以色列国度。
Israel died many, many years ago.
以色列的国度, 他们很多年前呢已经复,
the nation disappeared for thousands of years.
他们可能在历史上几千年都不复存在。
It's only in 1948.
直到1948年, 他们才重新复活。
This nation was resurrected.
这个国家重新又存在了。
Only God can do that.
只有神做到这一点。
And then Ezekiel saw another, was led to see something else.
所以呢, 神又带领以西结看到另外一个异象。
He was led into the temple of God.
然后他去进到神的殿。
And then he saw water flowing out from the temple.
他看到有水从殿中流出来。
There was a man with the appearance of bronze. That's what the Bible says.
他说有一个人手中拿着一个杖。
Some scholars believe it's an angel.
有些神学者相信是一个天使。
Others believe it's the son of it's Jesus.
有些人会相信这个形容这个人是 神子。
Before he became a man.
就是神子道成肉身成为 降世为人之前。
Personally, I believe it was Jesus.
我个人相信是耶稣。
But it doesn't matter.
但是这并不重要。
But Ezekiel saw the water flowing out of the temple.
先知以西结看到这个水从殿神的殿中流淌出来。
And this man had a measuring line.
那么这个人拿着一个量尺来测量。
So he measured 1,000 cubits.
他量了1,000尺。
That is about 500 meters.
差不多有500米的距离。
So he threw out this line.
他把这个量的那个尺子。
And then took Ezekiel to walk along at the distance.
所以他们必须要沿路一边走一边量。
And he said the water, every time when he throws the line, got deeper.
所以他每次他走更远去量的时候, 那个水呢, 水位就变高了。
Initially, it was very shallow.
刚开始那个水位很浅。
The Bible said it was ankle deep.
刚开始是只是到脚踝的地方。
Right? Ankle deep water.
只是到脚踝的地方。
So you can walk on it.
它可以很自如地去行在水里走。
But if it's muddy land, it's quite difficult to walk on.
但是可能在泥泽当中很难走。
And then he said the next measurement, the next distance,
那么在他下一个量的那个距离当中,
the water got deeper.
然后那个水位就逐渐长高。
And it went to knee deep.
然后到了膝盖这个部分。
So it's more water now.
然后水位长高了。
And then the next distance,
那么在下一个距离的时候,
water was even deeper.
那个水就更深了。
It was now up to the waist.
到了这个腰部的地位。
Okay, and then another 1,000 cubits.
那么在500米之后呢,
and then he said the water was very, very deep.
他说那个水位已经无法测量，很深了。
他不可能再站立住了。 If you stand on it, you will drown.
可能如果站在那边，可能就会被淹住。
And it's deep enough to swim on.
可能已经水深到可以去游泳。
You know, water represents the Holy Spirit.
我们知道水是代表圣灵。
You know, the Bible talks about being filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣经教导我们要被圣灵所充满。
And it's God's plan, God's desire is for every one of us.
是神的心意，神的旨意，让我们每个人
not just to walk on shallow water.
我们不只是好像走在一个很浅的那个水滩当中，
but to swim in that in the current of the water of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们要去到一个可以游泳的那种被圣灵充满的深度。
You know, in the river,
在一个河水当中，
If you want to go with the flow of the of the water,
如果你顺流而上的话
it's a lot easier.
是很容易的
Is that right?
顺流而上
So you can just go along.
那么你就顺着那个水流
As long as you float,
只要我们是浮在那个
水面 you will travel, you know, a distance.
我们可以很轻松的可以去到很远的地方
the only time that you struggle.
那么唯一当你什么时候很挣扎呢
If you try to be clever,
那么就是你觉得你好像很了不起、哦、
And you swim against the current,
那就是你要逆流而上的时候
It's a lot of effort.
那么需要花很大的功夫了
Sometimes as Christian,
那么作为基督徒
We do that.
我们尝试这样做
We go against God's flow.
我们尝试要逆着、不顺从神的那个能力而做
We want to do things our way.
我们不是我们是逆流而上
In the end, it's hard.
那么到最后，我们发觉非常的辛苦，非常的辛苦，不容易。
Who wants to do hard work?
有多少人想要做这么艰难的工作呢
？Everyone's looking for an easy life.
我们都想做一个好像看似很容易。
Even when it comes to serving God, is that right?
就算到是服侍主，我们的讲轻松的工作。
But when we flow with the current of God's Spirit,
但是我们可以按着圣灵的风，那个水位来走的时候，水流。
Things will be a lot easier.
那我们的生命就会变得非常的容
易。Amen. We need to be filled to the full.
我们要被圣灵完全的充满。
Not just filled to ankle deep.
不只是到脚踝的那个水位哦。
Not just filled to knee deep.
也不是到只是到膝盖那个
水位。Not just filled with waist deep.
甚至或者到这个腰部的位置。
But filled to overflowing.
我们要被充满，甚至到溢过满溢过我们。
All we need to do is.
我们需要做的就是。
Learn how to swim.
那么唯一一点就是我们要学会如何游
泳。Learn how to swim.
我们要学会游泳。
You know, God created all the different animals, right?
神创造所有的动物。
There are only two types of animals.
有两种动物。
That he described him as.
神这样形容他们的、
right?
这两种族类。
One is the lion.
一个是狮子。
You know, Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
那么神是犹大的、狮子。
And the other one.
另外一种、
is the eagle.
就是鹰老鹰
you know, eagle right fly really high up in the sky
我们知道老鹰呢在天空非常高的地方滑翔飞翔
but when the eagle fly
当鹰滑飞翔的时候
they just spread out the wings
他们是把它张开展开他们的翅膀
they go with the current
他们就顺着风而行
you know that's all they do
他们需要做的就是展开他们的翅膀
The only time they flap their wings, right?
他们不需要去拍他们的翅膀
Is when they take off
他们拍翅膀就是他们需要下降降落的时候他们要降落的时候
land,
当他们要降落下来的时候
Other than that
除此之外呢
All they do is just stretch out the wings
他们需要做就是展开他们的翅膀
And the current will take them
然后顺着这个风而行
And that is also one thing very special about eagles
那么关于老鹰很特别的一点是
Even though they fly really high up
尽管他们在很高的地方飞翔
They can see exactly what's down on the ground
他们的视野非常的敏锐可以看到在地上的事情
That's because they have telescopic vision
就是因为他们有那个望远镜的那种视
角 They're able to zoom in
他们可以把它那个放大来看
You know, from great distance they can see the prey
从极远的地方他们可以看到那个猎物
And then when they go for their prey
然后当他们去奔向那个猎物的时候
The eagle take off the wings Just fold the wings
然后他们把他们的翅膀收起来
It will just dive
然后就好像潜水这样子
At great speed
冲向那个猎物
And they catch the prey
然后以极快的速度来捕取这个猎物
You know God likened himself as the eagle
那神就好像说他好像我们像
That's because he wants us to be like the eagle.
是他想让我们像鹰一样翱翔。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, so I really want to pray.
我真的想要祷告。
That you know, God will help us.
神来帮助我们。
To learn to swim.
帮助我们去游泳。
To learn to fly.
让我们学会翱翔。
Not like the chicken, right?
不是好像小鸡一样。
Chicken don't fly, actually.
鸡不是。
They're too fat.They've eaten too much, right?
鸡不能飞哦。
But the eagles fly.
但是我们要像鹰一样去翱翔。
I pray that God will help us.
祷告神会帮助我们。
In the times to come.
在未来的日子。
That we can, we know how to ride on the current of the Holy Spirit.
让我们趁着圣灵的这股流来行。
Let's stand.
让我们站立起来。
Father, we pray in the name of Jesus.
父，我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Lord, that you will help us.
主啊，求你来帮助我们。
Especially in the times that we are living.
特别是在我们所处的这个时代。
And your coming is short.
我们叫主，你再来的日子近了。
I ask that you will equip your church.
主，求你来装备你的教会。
Equip your people, Lord.
主啊，来装备你的众儿女们。
That we may be ready.
让以致我们可以装备好，预备好自己。
Lord, to walk with you.
让我们与主同行。
To do things all with you.
来与你同行，主。
Not go against you in any way.
不是在我们所行上，不要来针对你，敌对你。
Not walk in the opposite direction.
不是按着反方向而行。
Lord, to go with your direction.
而是顺着你的旨意而行。
Help us, Lord, to be filled.
主啊，帮助我们被充满。
In fact, we ask you to fill us today.
主啊，今天就你来充满我们。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord.
主，让你的圣灵来充满我们。
Let the water of the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵就好像泉活水一样充满我们。
Rain down on your people.
主，今天就降临在你的百姓身上。
Fill us to overflowing.
主啊，你充满我们，以致我们到满溢出来。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Father, we thank you.
父，我们谢谢你。
Just want to spend a few moments.
让我们安静。
Just open our hearts.
让我们打开我们的心。
You talk to him.
让我们对主说话。
You ask him.
让我们来跟神祷告。
Ask him to fill you.
求神来帮助你，充满你。
To fill you afresh.
让你给你全新的一个充满。
To clothe you with power from on high.
再一次用神的能力和荣耀来让使我们穿戴。
Hallelujah. Why don't we pray in the Holy Spirit?
我们在这如果可以在灵里面祷告的，你可以在灵里面祷告。
And pray in tongues.
可以讲方言。
Speak to him from your spirit.
在你的用你的灵与主的灵相
Jesus said, right? Out of your belly.
只是从你的腹中
This is for the believers.
这是对那些信徒所说的
Will flow rivers of living water.
从你的腹中将有活水的江流涌出来
So there is a river.
在我们的腹中有这个活水
in you.
在我们的里面
That is the river of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的活水
I believe.
我相信
When we speak in the Holy Spirit.
当我们在灵里祷告的时候
When we speak in tongues.
当我们讲方言的时候
The river of God is let loose.
我们知道圣灵的活水就有
The water of the Holy Spirit will rush out.
那么圣灵的这个活水会
Let it flow out of you.
会从我们里面释放出来。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Yes, Lord. She called up on your Sunday.
Thank you, Lord. 谢谢主。
Karabakashi, Karalakashi, let the river flow. Let the river flow.
让圣灵的活水涌出来。
Lord, we don't want to stop this river from flowing.
主，我们不要停止你的活水的涌流。
I ask you, Lord, for the river of the Holy Spirit to flow from within us.
主，愿你的活水在我们的腹中涌流出来，在我们每个人的生命当中。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, let your river flow.Let your river flow. 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 Create a flood. Overflowing in us. Let this water is living water. Wherever it goes, it will bring forth life.
主，你的活水所到之处就会有生命。
And I pray for this water to touch every person.
主，我们愿祷告你的活水来触摸每一个生命。
In this place.
在这个地方。
Let your life flow around us.
主，愿你的生命在我们中中流淌。
Drive out every dead spirit. This is the spirit of death.
任何死亡的灵离开这里。
Let your water, Lord.
主，愿你的活水
drive out every sickness
挪去一切的疾病
drive out every demonic power
赶走一切邪恶的势力
break every curse.
来打破一切的咒诅。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣的名。
Lord, you are the one.
主，你就是那一位。
Who purchased this river for us?
主，你是那用你的生命为我们获换来这个生命的活水。
This river is from our new life.
主，这个活水是一个从新的生命流淌出来的。
From the life of God.
从神你的生命流淌出来的。
Eternal life.
从神你那永恒的生命所流淌出来的。
From everlasting to everlasting.
从那永恒到永恒的生命。
Oh, let this life flow.
主，愿这个生命流淌。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Oh, we thank you.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你，主。
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So before we finish.
在我们结束之前。
Now, I don't know whether anyone needs prayer.
在我们当中有人需要祷告吗？
Especially if you are not saved.
特别是如果你还没有信主，还没
有得救。You have not received Jesus as your personal savior.
如果今天你还没有接受耶稣成为你生命的救主。
You do not have the witness inside of you.
你在你的里面没有这样的一个见证。
That you have eternal life.
你还没有这样确据你有得永生。
So when you die.
或者你死之后。
You don't know where you are going to be.
你不知道你将去何处。
That is an indication.
这就是给你一个指示。
You are not saved.
你还没有真正的得救。
But God wants you to be saved.
但我们的神今天想要你真正的得救。
God wants to give you the witness inside of you.
他想给你里面有真正的确据和见证。
So that you know.
所以你里面知道。
With certainty.
你非常确定的知道。
That you are with God.
你是与神同在。
That you have this life.
你有神所应许的这个永生。
That is you.
如果今天是你的话
I would like to encourage you,
我会鼓励你
you know, to just come forward,
你来到前面
and someone will pray for you, pray for you,
我们的同工会为你祷告
and pray with you,
为跟你一起祷告
Amen? Amen. There are other people you might need prayer,
我们当中还有可能有任何需要祷告的
you know, regardless what it is,
不管是怎么样的情况
you might be going through challenges,
可能你遇到一些生活中的挑战
you might be going through difficulties,
可能有一些困难
You might be suffering from sickness.
或者你经历一些疾病的痛苦。
All I ask you is, we're going to worship the Lord.
我希望我们等下接下来敬拜的时候。
You just come forward.
你就来到前面。
Stand in the front.
站在前面。
So that when we see you, we'll pray for you.
当我们见到你的时候，我们会为你祷告。
And we're going to ask God to bless you.
我们会求神来祝福你。
Jesus already paid the price.
主耶稣已经为我们付了这个代价。
All he asks is.
他所需要的就是
Regardless who we are,
就是不光我们是谁
just show a bit of humility.
我们只要谦卑地来到主面前
you know, God when he sees the humility
当神看到我们的谦卑的时候
God will give you grace
神会赐恩于我们
The Bible says God give grace to the humble
神赐恩给谦卑的人
Amen
Amen, Amen. 谢谢主
Okay, so we just worship
主天使说天父的荣耀万藏传扬奇妙的作为张开双手万物的宝主万口承认你是我们的神神坐在宝座上，圣殿充满荣耀，万民敬拜全能的神，我们尊崇你圣洁荣耀尊贵。承认你是我们 神，我们的神坐在宝座上，圣洁充满荣耀，万民敬拜全能的神，我们尊崇圣洁荣耀尊贵能力都归于你，我们的神坐在宝座上，圣洁充满荣耀，万民敬拜全能的神，我们尊崇你圣洁荣耀尊贵能力都归于你，我们的神坐在宝座上，圣洁充满
Father, we thank you for today.
天父，我们今天感谢你。
We thank you that we are made in your image.
主，我们感谢你，我们是按照你的形象被造。
To receive the life of Christ.
我们要领受基督你的生命。
Father, we thank you that you created us wonderfully.
主，我们的受造是奇妙可畏。
We thank you for the eternal life that you've given us.
我们谢谢你所赐给我们那永恒的生命。
I pray, Lord, that every person here today.
我们祷告在我们这里的每一个人
will live in the power of that life.
我们按照神你的生命的大能而活。
So bless us in Jesus' name.
主啊，求你来祝福我们。
Bless every person.
祝福我们这里的每一个人。
Bless our families.
祝福我们的家庭。
Bless our work.
祝福我们的工作。
Bless ours.
祝福
bless our studies.
你祝福我们的学习。
I thank you, Father.
谢谢你，我们的父。
For your protection.
愿你的保守。
And for your peace.
愿你的平安。
In Jesus' name.
与我们同在。
Amen.
谢主。
Please be seated. Now, before you go, please be seated. Next week, in case of you, those of you who are late, were late, we have Granville Barber with us.
所以大家不要忘记，我们下周有 Granville 来到我们当中。
He is an amazing man.
他是神的非常。
I've known him for decades.
我认识他超过二十年。
He is the most supernatural person I've ever known.
他是我认识最有属灵恩膏的人。
If you hear the stories that I've heard.You say, is this man really human?
如果你听过我所听过的那些故事，你会惊讶到你说这个人真的是人吗？
Amen.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, come.
所以弟兄姊妹，下周一定要来。
If you need a miracle,
如果你需要一个神迹，
come next week.
下周一定要来到我们当中。
Because you never know what God will do.
因为你真的不知道神能做什么样的事情。
Amen. God bless you. See you next week.
神祝福大家，我们下周再见。
Amen. Amen.